The following is an interview with Pontiac High School physical education teacher Darcy Finley discussing a new community fundraising effort to install retractable bleachers in the school's gymnasium. So can you explain a little bit about this project for the bleachers there at Pontiac High?
Yeah, so it was just, some staff members spitballing ideas on ways we can improve our program. And in doing so, obviously, we want to get our sports up and running and build on each sport and, you know, our opportunities that we're providing for our students. So, aside from the programming itself, it's also our infrastructure and our training aids and everything else that we can provide for them, right? So we currently don't have any seating in our gymnasium. It's just we wheel in some folding chairs, and it's a bit of a process for our coaches and our athletes every time we host a basketball game or any event in the gymnasium. So we thought it'd be a great opportunity to try to fundraise and you know, purchase some telescopic bleachers that are permanent and could help us in many ways, not only for basketball games or school assemblies, but also guest speakers and community events.
And so do you have an idea on the number, or I guess the size? I don't know how you'd say it.
Yeah, so the way it works is there's going to be two different sections. Our gymnasium is split into a boys and girls side, bit old school. I mean, we're co-ed gym classes, but they're still named boys and girls. And each side of the gymnasium that's divided by a partition is going to have a 30-foot bank. So the benches will be 30 feet long. They come out 12 feet from the wall when fully extended, and then they sit 22 inches from the wall whenever they're closed back up.
And so how long has this been in the works there?
Oh, just a couple of weeks. It was one of those things this is a good idea, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, what are different ways we can make this happen? So we're very fortunate that our administration is very supportive for any idea we have, and the school board as well, right? Like I think what helps us is we go to them with an idea, but we also go to them with a plan, and that helps the process out. So, but we're fortunate to have that support, and it was very quick turnaround on the idea in general. And because we've worked with a company in the past for the tennis court project and multiple other purchases, we were able to get a quote fairly quick within a couple days and give us an idea of the number that we would need in order to make the project happen, and then we just got it rolling.
And so do you have the estimate there on the cost?
Yeah, it's going to be about $75,000 installed. So it is hefty. Like, it's not a cheap project, but that being said, it's going to last, 50 years or who knows longer. They are motorized. The price that we got was a motorized version, so we're going for the Cadillac right off the bat, and depending on how much we're able to fundraise, we can adjust accordingly from that.
Gotcha. And can you explain a little bit about the idea you have there of people sponsoring, I guess, like individual seats and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so essentially we're looking for businesses to contribute however they can. Ideally, I know it's very difficult these days, and everyone's getting approached left, right, and center monthly for support. But if we could have business support, which is above and beyond an individual seating, it brings our average cost of a seat down. So we're fortunate to already have two $5,000 donations towards the project right off the bat, on top of some money that I was able to fundraise earlier on. So that brought our individual seating cost down to the point where we could say it was $200 a seat for individual purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So there's roughly 240 seats, and we just averaged them at $200 a pop. That way it's doable. It's not a crazy amount. I know it's still a significant number for some people, but in the big picture of things, $200 a seat, and then you can, purchase a row or purchase a section or donate simply $10 if somebody wishes to do so. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a plaque that has all the donations towards the project on the gymnasium wall. And it could be, Caleb donated X amount, or it could be in memory of somebody, or it could be in, you know, in memory of a team. It's however the family or the person wishes to mark that as their contribution to the project. But yeah, that's how it was done. We just took the total cost minus the money we had previously gathered, and then divided the remainder by seat number. And that idea essentially is very similar to the way they reconstructed and renovated the auditorium a few years ago.
Yeah,
right. They sold it by seat individually, and we thought that was a great idea. Collect as much as we can ahead of time, and then, you know, individual seats after that.
Gives people a bit of a personal connection there for sure.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Like, I've had some businesses give us money. I've had some buddies just give us money for an individual seat. I've had some people contact me that are out of town, but that are speaking on behalf of the class of 1989. And, you know, they think they're going to have at least a dozen people for them. So there's different ways that people are tackling this. And I think that's the good thing, is we provided options, right? It doesn't have to be one person. It doesn't have to be a large amount. We're open to however we have to do it just to get this done for our kids.
Sure, yeah, that was one of the interesting parts of the auditorium. There's like different graduating classes sort of getting together and pooling their resources on seats and stuff. So if there's anybody, if anyone wants to get a hold of you or donate in some way, how can they get a hold of you here?
By email, so dfinley@wqsb.qc.ca would be the best way. Right now, it's cash or check to the school, and we put it into a specific fundraising account for this project. I've requested that the school board possibly accept online payments and e-transfers. Unfortunately, at this time, you know, the school board doesn't do that for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for a response if it's something we can move forward with. If it's people that I personally know, you know, they just e-transfer me, and then I get a receipt written at the school, and I take a picture and I just send it to them, right? But you have to know the people or have confidence in doing that. I understand that's not for everybody. But right now, unfortunately, it's cash or check only. E-transfer hopefully to come, and we'll adjust our payment format if we're lucky enough for that to happen.
Darcy, this sounds like a great project. I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anything else you wanted to let our listeners know, or anything else that we didn't mention earlier, I'll give you the last word here.
No, I just, you know, we appreciate the support that everyone always gives. You know, we've got many ideas. This is just one of them, but it's a big one. It's a permanent structure in our gymnasium. It's much needed. It creates the environment for our kids, right? And same as the athletic banquet. I know we mentioned that, you know, if we preach the importance of it, but we also have to show it. So let's show our kids how much it means to us and to mean to them, and help build their future and their athletic development.